From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy National Maple Syrup Day today. Doesn't that sound like we should have like some French toast right now?
Yeah, it
right?
does.
Right now. No, even better. French toast with maple bacon. Maple bacon is really good stuff. I was going to say that other word, but I'll say stuff.
Huh. Yeah, true.
Obviously, we prefer real maple syrup over the imitation stuff.
Of course.
But, you know, Mrs. Butterworth ain't bad. It's okay.
She's done me well all these years. Yep.
Even though it's fake maple.
Fake maple. Isn't everything fake? Processed,
well,
whatever.
Yeah, but
I love
know,
that processed stuff. It's so good.
When we were kids growing up, log cabin syrup, remember that? It was real maple syrup, and now it's just water.
Log cabin is basically what I grew up on.
I
that
know,
and Folgers
but it's like
coffee.
The thinnest syrup out there.
Yeah.
Imitation now because they don't make maple syrup. They don't.
Will happen.
I don't know.
What
they cheaped
the heck?
Out. They cheaped out, man.
Cheapers.
They cheaped out.
Cheap. Don't mess with the syrup, man.
It's also Wright Brothers Day today. You remember the Wright Brothers on December 17th. They took the first manned flight
in
North Carolina. They were from Dayton, Ohio. I don't know why the hell they were in North Carolina, but what if?
I don't know.
What if?
I didn't read that part of my history book.
I didn't either. I didn't know they were from Dayton, Ohio until I was grown. It's like, there's a museum in Dayton, Ohio for the Wright Brothers. Why?
Who knew?
And they were from there. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News for today. What's up? What's up?
This is what we're not caring about. Jerry O'Connell was tossing his hat
in the
ring.
He's a nice guy, I think. Jerry O'Connell. Never was like the guy that got the acting parts.
Well, he wants to take over the morning show of Kathy Gifford.
Oh, really? Over
Hour
to today.
Four.
Mm.
Yeah.
With Hoda.
I guess he wants to drink wine without having to apologize.
I don't know if that would be. I mean, because if he was going to do a co-host thing, he should have done live.
Well, he's actually filled in a few times.
I know he has. Yeah.
And he loves it.
He loves it.
Loves
huh?
the format. Loves Hoda.
Loves drinking wine. I don't know if I see that. Remember the show? You probably don't remember this show. I used to be in television, and I was at the behest of the start of the Fox Television Network. Uh-huh. Way back in the 1980s, I worked in the TV business, and we launched a show called The Adventures of Bean Baxter.
I do remember that.
Jerry O'Connell, Saturday night show, was on for maybe one season. And that's where he was introduced, was on the Fox
Network.
Back
when Fox was a baby.
Fox was a baby. Before The Simpsons.
Well, yeah. Tracy Ullman launch on the Fox Network?
Yes, she did. Actually, she was like already a star in Britain, but she got her own show there.
Was
on
it
Fox.
One of the beginning Foxes?
Yeah, it was one of the first
Fox
shows on the Sunday night only Fox primetime network, because that's how they rolled it out one night at a time.
Which birthed The Simpsons?
That's true. So, yeah. But Bean Baxter. Anyway, Jerry O'Connell. Star of Lifetime movies, etc., wants to be the co-host with Hoda.
He has a job. He currently hosts Bravo's Play-by-Play.
See, he's already part of the NBC network.
See?
Bravo.
Last week, we did report about Jenna Bush Hager.
Yeah.
So, and she's also on the staff. So Kathy Lee stated, there's a great pool of talent and beauty and heart around here.
Oh,
and
gosh.
If they come from outside the family, they'll soon become family because we treat everyone that way.
Oh. Really? Ann Curry? Is that family?
I'm going to treat you like family, baby.
I'm
going to
treat you like Ann Curry. That's what I'm going to do. Speaking of the Today Show, Al Roker celebrated his 40th year with NBC this weekend. 40th. I don't remember where he started. I think it was somewhere back east, but he was with NBC at a local affiliate.
Here's what's sad about that. Okay, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I still think of him as the new guy.
God, he's the oldest guy on the Today Show now. He's the most tenured.
And he replaced Mr. Smuckers.
Yeah, Willard Scott.
Willard Scott.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
I know. But to me, he's still the new guy.
He was there
Isn't
when Katie Couric was there. Holy crap, that's been a bunch of years, too.
It has.
Yeah. Anyway.
God, I'm...
Today Show.
Freaking old.
Yes, you are. Older since your birthday on Saturday, as a matter of fact. Happy birthday again.
Shh. Let's not talk about it now.
Okay.
Al Roker's still the new guy. Lindsay Lohan may ring in the new year in Times Square with her younger sister Ellie Lohan.
She should not. And she should not party.
And that's senior Robin Thicke. Are you going to watch her new show? Lindsay Lohan's Beach House?
I have to confess something. Yesterday morning was watching RuPaul's Drag Race, which is kind of a guilty pleasure. And the first promo for Beach House came on. And it looks like something that I actually would watch.
Would you know?
Yeah, I think so.
You cannot tell I don't think it's going to be very well.
No, I can't. They kind of glam her up.
Of course.
They do. They glam her up. And then it's all, you know, the little people working for her, you know, at the beach house and the guests all talking on, you know, confession cameras, like, you know, in any reality show, just how great their boss is.
Of course, you know.
That's what I saw.
Oh, Lindsay. Well, she keeps...
Hey,
the girl doesn't give up. You gotta give her that.
Would way more watch RuPaul.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. Fantastic.
It's fun to watch.
Anyway. Okay, so Lilo's gonna be in New York City. I can't wait for January 2nd to roll around so we can see the pictures.
With Sister Allie. Under a table. Well, she'll be also with singer Robin Thicke. Yeah, Lilo, she's expected to introduce Allie's performance at the Marriott Marquis.
Okay.
And she'll perform three songs from her debut album before Robin Thicke hits the stage.
Is Allie her younger sister? I guess she is.
I think so. Yes, it's her younger sister.
I don't know nothing about Lilo's sisters, or sister.
Well, Robin Thicke's going to do a whole concert. I guess he does need work.
How many songs does this guy have?
Not a whole lot, I thought.
I didn't think so either. He's got that one that he got sued over. Oh, he does need work because he has to pay off the settlement.
Yes.
To Marvin Gaye's family.
That's right.
Yeah, he does. He needs work.
Well, the party will offer full luxury dinner buffet, and guests will be able to watch the ball drop from the patio. I wonder how much that costs to go.
A lot. Every New Year's Eve party is stupid expensive. Even the one that's down here at the Grange Hall. I think that one costs about $40 a head.
Well, it's Robin
Thicke. And you
got to
bring a dish.
It's Robin Thicke. How expensive can it be?
It's going to be a few $100. That's what I think. Well, it might even be five bills.
Maybe for the full luxury buffet. Yeah. They got to pay for that.
Happy New Year, Lilo. And any idea when her show starts?
January 8th.
January 8th. Wow. It's right around the corner. Can't wait. All right, that's it for us today. No, I can't. Believe me, I can't. That's it for us today. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.